BuzzFeed has a new poll, so you have to make a choice.
All right.
Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey? I'll remind you what Whitney Houston sounds like, in case you forgot.
Did not forget.
You didn't forget?
Nope.
Well, just in case if you don't know who she is. And this is Mariah Carey. So now you have to make a choice. Who is better?
Who has a better singing voice?
Who do you like better? If you had to choose between Whitney or Mariah, who are you choosing?
Oh, Whitney.
See, I'm going to go with Mariah. I think Mariah has a better voice.
God, it's a toughie because they're both total divas, as you know. One of them seems like they're both kind of nightmares. They both, it's not like as human beings that want to be friends with either one of them.
Right. Mariah has the octaves. Whitney has the soul. But who has more hits? You got to go with Mariah.
Well, Mariah has more hits, yeah.
Right. Because she's got the Christmas hits.
Right, but that's like cheating.
She has the number one Christmas song basically of all time.
Yeah, but you know what? Mariah has 5 Grammy Awards. Whitney has 6. You know, Whitney has 22 American Music Awards and 16 Billboard Music Awards.
Okay, but I'll win this. Mariah has the ability to win more Grammys.
Well, of course, Whitney because she's still alive.
That's... Exactly, so she wins. Okay, now you
I don't know. I just, you know, I've seen Mariah Carey perform live, and I don't think that she has the vocal quality anymore. You know, whereas Whitney Houston, hard to know because she's dead, but...
She definitely doesn't have the...
No, she definitely doesn't now. But I think even towards the end of her career, she still had that Whitney Houston voice.
Right.
I mean, I feel like Whitney Houston is one of the greatest voices ever in pop music. So I don't think you could... I don't know.
Crack didn't kill the voice.
That's true.
The voice
crack
was
so... See, that's why she's better. Crack couldn't kill her voice.
Now you got to pick... Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? This is Backstreet Boys, just so you know.
Yeah.
So you gotta pick boy bands here.
I was just gonna say, if you don't play Bye Bye Bye, this is, you know, this is my favorite song. You
so
know that
NSYNC.
Every time we used to play this song, I would do the video, I would do the dance. Please. Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, Joey Fat One, Chris Kirkpatrick, JC, please. There's no competition. It's NSYNC all day long.
Okay, I'll win this one.
Okay.
Which one has actually been on our show?
You know what? I really love the Backstreet Boys. Did I say how much I love? And here's the thing. Backstreet Boys are still together. There is no NSYNC. Justin Timberlake went out on his own, so screw him.
Right. So we're going Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys all the way. I don't know what I was thinking.
American Idol or The Voice. You have to choose which one you like more better.
It's tough because I like the early seasons of American Idol. You know, and
right.
I don't really like it now. I haven't watched American Idol since Katy Perry came in.
Right. You gotta
pick. So, I mean, are you asking me in general? Are you asking me pre-Katy Perry?
No, just in general.
I'm going to go with American Idol because I like the format better. And I just thought I still, to this day, think it's stupid when the chairs turn around.
Mm-hmm. Marvel or DC?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm a Marvel girl. I think I'm a Marvel girl.
Wow, we're actually going to agree on stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Marvel, too. I can't go DC.
How come? Why not?
I don't know. I just like Marvel. I mean, everything Marvel has done, I liked. DC's all right, but it's Batman and Superman. I mean, I like Superman.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, The Avengers is one of my favorite movies of ever.
Right. So,
you know, they did Guardians of the Galaxy, and I just love all those characters. Captain America is my guy, you know. Iron Man's the greatest thing. I mean, the Iron Man series, please.
Right.
Greatest series ever.
Right. Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Didn't get into Twilight. Was not a Twilight fan. I didn't have an opinion.
You have to have one now.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm going to go Jacob because our old boss was such a Team Edward fan. I'm going to go with Jacob just because.
Yeah, me too. Jacob all the way.
Okay. The Muppet Show or Sesame Street?
Oh, The Muppet Show. Please. Are you kidding me? The Muppet Show was so subversive. It was funny. It had better guests. It was like kind of dirty. Yeah, The Muppet Show's the greatest.
I can't believe I'm actually going to say this.
What?
Star Wars, Star Trek. You can't answer.
Yeah.
Because I'll be mad at you forever. Christina Aguilera or Britney?
Ooh, that's tough. Well, if you're going with singing voice, Christina Aguilera, for sure. I mean, the notes that she hits in Lady Marmalade alone are like, what? How? What?
Okay, you know? I'll win this one. Which one has been on our show?
Britney Spears is definitely much better. I'm a bigger fan of Britney Spears. I mean, voice-wise, you know, I can give it to Christina, sorta, but, you know, really Britney. Britney's the one.
All right, you got to pick a Chris. Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, or Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt can eat my dick. He's nuts. So no to him. I say no to him.
Evans or Hemsworth, then?
I think Evans. You know, I realized over the years that I care more about Captain America than I do about Thor. You know, and also he's smart. He seems like a more real person. I used to love Chris Hemsworth. I thought he was the hottest thing on the planet. Becoming a Chris Evans fan now.
I don't know. I'm thinking of which one do I want to have a beer with? Which one do I want to hang out at a bar, out on the patio and hang
with? I could solve this for you right now. Chris Hemsworth has an Australian accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you hate Australian accents.
Can he kill it? Like, you know, like House? Can he kill the accent?
He can. He's played an American plenty of times.
Okay, so he's got to kill the accent then. The minute he slips, that's it. And I know which one you're going to pick on this one. Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok?
Instagram. Which one's been on our show?
65% of people said Instagram.
Oh, good. I'm in the majority.
Yep. Chris Hemsworth, 49% of people said him.
That's less than half.
Right. So let's see. Britney, 86%.
Our girl.
Oh, I don't even want to look at this one. Oh, Star Wars.
Oh, of course
Star 85%.
Wars. I mean, look at Star Wars movies. Every time they come out, people sleep in line till they get tickets. It's a bigger phenomenon. I mean, Baby Yoda, you know, tell me about one cute character from Star Trek.
All right. Sesame Street beat Muppet Show, which I can see that.
Nah.
Yeah, Elmo. You got Elmo.
Nah, annoying. Nope.
Okay. Whitney by far beat Mariah, 79% to 21%.
I told you. You tried to convince me, but I told you. We love our Whitney.
Team Edward is 60%. The Voice, really, 47%.
Yeah, only because The Voice now is better. The judges on The Voice are more fun. They have better relationships. We love watching Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton together. But back in the day, like old American Idol, look at the ratings. It's one of the highest rated shows like in the history of television.
Number one on the list, Marvel, 88%. 63% Backstreet Boys.
Oh, well, of course, because they were on our show.
See? So if we had DC on our show, they might have won.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. DC. Listen, if you work for DC, we're just telling you right now. Yeah,
or Star Wars.
We're the key. We're the key right here.
Right. Star Trek, you could have won, but no.
Yep, could have won.
But Baby Yoda has been on our show a lot more times than Spock.
That's right.